理课堂听 class.com。
So, I think we've seen enough of the political side of Berlin for now, so we are going to visit the Hackische Höfe next, and we are going by metropolitan train because public transport is definitely the best way of getting around Berlin. The Hackische Höfe are a place worth visiting in central Berlin, and they are a great place for shopping too. So, let's spend some money.
An underground or suburban train departs from the average Berlin station every 5 minutes. Short trips cost €1.20. Longer journeys cost €2.10. A day ticket comes to €5.80 per person. But with all the different lines, it's worth picking up a map of the railway network at the information desk to get your bearings. Our trip from the government quarters to Hackischer Markt takes all of 5 minutes.The Hackische Höfe form the largest ensemble of interconnected courtyards in Germany and are protected as a historic monument. They consist of 8 backyards between Rosenthaler Straße and Sophienstraße. Under East German rule, the Art Nouveau facades in this first yard were meant to be removed, but fortunately the resistance of the tenants prevented this plan from being carried out.Today, the renovated Hackische Höfe and their surroundings are a magnet for tourists, particularly as a place to come shopping. Since Margit and Jens are keen on British lifestyle, Alexander takes them to a very special shop in Sophienstraße. Shall we go inside?
Yes, let's go inside.
This is typical of Berlin. No matter how unusual your interests, there's bound to be a shop that caters to them. Margit and Jens are already quite knowledgeable when it comes to whiskey. But here, they receive professional tutoring from a true expert. Eva Sichelschmidt, the owner of the shop, gives the Burmese some advice on the proper way to enjoy different types of whiskey and invites them to sample some of them.
This one's oilier. That's thinner.
This is really very good. And as a layman, I say it's very smooth, not rough, just as you were saying earlier. With such a variety, it's difficult for Jens to decide which one to buy. Finally, he finds the perfect souvenir.